All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-24010 regarding Jeremy Nolan. The time is now 10:08 on March 6, 2024. My name is Eric Perriott, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all the attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose, starting with Caitlin.
Good morning, Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Orlene Laura, investigations manager.
Charles Dempsey, homeowner.
Jeremy Nolan, home inspector.
Bruce LaBelle, home inspector, EAC member.
Chantel Cornett, public EAC.
Steve Boyle, home inspector, EAC.
He's given that, I don't have audio loop.
Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, acting as board counsel. Okay, I can hear you guys now. Okay, good.
Hey. You're up. Just introduce yourself.
Dylan Bogdanovich, home inspector, EAC member.
All right, thank you. All right, so we're going to go over a few reminders. The meeting is being recorded for audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so the recorder can pick it up. So please be sure to announce yourself so that it's clear who is speaking. This is important, so I go back to review the audio. I'll know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on August 21st, 2023 related to a home inspection in Prescott on or about September 30th of 2019. Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with the respondent or the alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please say yes or no. We'll start here. Bruce LaBelle?
Yes.
Chantel Cornett?
Yes.
Steve Boyle?
Yes.
And Dylan Bogdanovich?
Yes.
Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You'll be called when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from us once again. It's time for your interview. Everybody's here. So at this time, I'll call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to the motion.
Bruce LaBelle, I'd like to move that we go into executive session.
Chantel Cornett, second.
Thank you. All right. And then agree with them all? Okay, so call everybody?
Individually.
And ask them to do it?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Boyle?
Yes.
Mr. Bogdanovich?
Yes.
Okay. And those two again? Mm-hmm. Mr. LaBelle?
Yes.
Ms. Cornett?
Yes.
All right. Okay. What time is it? 10:13. We're going to end the public session and go into executive session.